time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Axios is reporting that Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has told confidants that he will soon announce that he will not run for re-election in November. Politico reports that Ryan will announce his decision to colleagues as soon as Wednesday morning. Donald Trump started his Wednesday with a series of tweets aimed at Russia and Syria. He tweeted, quote, "Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and, quote, smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." He soon followed that with another, quote, "Our relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been, and that includes the Cold War. There is no reason for this. Russia needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together. Stop the arms race, question mark?" Trump canceled his planned trip on Friday to Peru for the Summit of the Americas, according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, to oversee the American response to Syria and monitor developments around the world. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg testified before a joint Senate Commerce and Judiciary Committee panel on Tuesday, answering questions from 42 senators, during which time he repeatedly apologized and promised privacy reforms.
"We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here."
"Facebook's been served with subpoenas from the special counsel Mueller's office, is that correct?"
"Yes."
"Have you or anyone at Facebook been interviewed by the special counsel's office?"
"Yes."
"Have you been interviewed?"
"I have not." I have not.
"Others have?"
I believe so, and I want to be careful here because that our work with the special counsel is confidential, and I want to make sure that in an open session I'm not revealing something that's confidential.
"I understand. That's why I made clear that you have been contacted, you have had subpoenas."
"Actually, let me clarify that. I actually am not aware of a subpoena. I believe that there may be, but I know we're working with them."
"Why didn't Facebook ban Cambridge in 2015?
It's because as of the time that we learned about their activity in 2015, they weren't an advertiser, they weren't running pages, so we actually had nothing to ban. When I went back and met with my team afterwards, they let me know that Cambridge Analytica actually did start as an advertiser later in 2015, so we could have, in theory, banned them then. We made a mistake by not doing so, but I just wanted to make sure that I updated that, and because I misspoke or got that wrong earlier."
"Who's your biggest competitor?"
"Senator, we have a lot of competitors."
"Who's your biggest? Services. Is Twitter the same as what you do?"
"It overlaps with a portion of what we do."
"You don't think you have a monopoly?"
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me."
"Okay.
Your user agreement sucks."
"There's a very common misperception about Facebook that we sell data to advertisers. And we do not sell data to advertisers.
Well,
we don't sell data
to anyone. You clearly rent
it." "What we allow is for advertisers to tell us who they want to reach, and then we do the placement."
"How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?"
"Senator, we run ads."
On Wednesday morning, Zuckerberg is back in the hot seat, this time before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The president is still reportedly seething over the FBI's raid of his attorney Michael Cohen's office, home, and hotel room, with speculation running rampant that he's considering firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. At the White House press briefing on Tuesday, Sarah Sanders was asked about Trump's assertion that the raid was an attack on our country, and further, whether Trump has the authority to fire Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller.
"Sarah, talking about the raid on Michael Cohen's office, the president said it's an attack on our country, it's an attack on what we all stand for. In what way is an FBI raid on Michael Cohen's office an attack on our country?"
I think that the president has been clear that he thinks that this has gone too far. And beyond that, I don't have anything to add, but I'd refer you back to the president's comments.
That accounts to an attack on our country?
Again, I think the president has been clear what his position is. I don't have anything else to add
Does
at this
the
point.
Does the president believe he has the power to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller? Does he believe that's within his power?
Certainly believes he has the power to do so.
Right here in the front. Clear about something you
said earlier. You said the president believes he has the power to fire Robert Mueller because usually most legal experts believe that he would have to order Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to fire Mueller, and Rosenstein could, of course, refuse.
I know a number of individuals in the legal community, and including at the Department of Justice, said he has the power to do so, but I don't have any further announcements on.
They've told me, I've asked, they've said that it's Rod Rosenstein oversees special counsel and only he has the power to fire the special counsel.
Again, we've been advised that the president certainly has the power to make that decision. I can't go anything beyond that.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.